Welcome to the stage, Yvette Janine Jackson.
All right, thank you, Gregory, for that very, very, very nice introduction. I want to pick up on something Gregory just mentioned about darkness. And actually, before I present any of my radio operas, I want to talk about what exactly I mean with the term radio opera. Historically, it's been used to refer to opera on the radio. You know, in the 20s, and every station around the world claimed to be the first to present radio opera. It was soon, by the end of the 30s, used specifically for operas commissioned for the radio, and using composition and the construction of the radio opera to make up for the lack of spectacle. And during the past, I guess, 7 years or so, I've usurped the term to talk about, to describe my works, which the radio actually comes from the golden age of radio, evocative of those dramas that were designed to help the listener visualize the scenes as they were taking place, the actions of the narrative. And the opera part is just, I usually work in these large works, so either serial or just very large, long, or durational pieces. So the longest project is a 5-day piece that I did in collaboration with a video artist. So the first piece I actually used the term radio opera for is part of this series, Invisible People, a Radio Opera. And I'm gonna present to you the third installation of this. When I began the project, each time I would perform this in a venue, I would create a new version specific to the space, but the main idea remains the same. The premise is based on various reactions to Barack Obama's approval of marriage equality. The texts that are used as part of the libretto are found texts taken from everywhere, ranging from the Bible to early American puritanical sermons to various therapies to pray the gay away, text from or sound bites from the media, internet trolls, etc. And it was important for me to work with these types of documentary texts because I feel that, I guess, what we call reality can be more frightening than anything constructed as fiction. And so it was important for me to work with those. The darkness was important. The original program notes were for invisible people to be presented in a darkened theater at an uncomfortable volume. I will try to present it at a comfortable volume in a moment. But the darkness was an important part. Again, not just evocative of allowing the listeners to create a theater of the mind, but also this idea of these bodies in a concert space or theater space being seated together and sharing this listening experience. But also there's a simultaneous anonymity of being, you know, having this experience in the darkness. So I think that's all I'll say before we listen to this first piece. Again, it's part of the series Invisible People, a Radio Opera. And this particular version is Episode 1, Deliverance.
Thank you. the first gay president.
It's important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
He's homophobic.
An enemy to an institution that God has ordained.
Practicing what God condemned.
And I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient.
They're disappointed with the precedent. They're disappointed with the precedent. They're disappointed with the precedent.
He got paid.
But I cannot support what he has done.
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
What is this?
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
Males.
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
Coming to males.
Gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
With lust in their
gay,
hearts.
Lesbian, transgender, bisexual.
As they should to a female.
I'm born in a homophobic culture.
Yeah.
Gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally.
He is going to destroy this country.
And equally.
He is going to destroy this country.
And equally.
He is going to destroy this country.
And equally.
He is going to destroy this country.
And equally.
He is going to destroy this country.
And equally.
Obama is a radical communist.
Listen, right, think about this.
A spade a spade. Some of you see it in your co-workers every day. You see it in your children and try to call it something else. Some of you see it in yourselves. I want you to come to the altar if that is you. This is your chance for deliverance. Don't be afraid. Do you want to be free? I ask, do you want to be free? Today is your day for deliverance. You are courageous. If you want to be free, just come on. That's right. Take one step and he will give you the strength for the rest. Come to the altar. Come right on up. Just come right on up. We pray. Right on up. Today is your day for deliverance. Do you want to be free? Come to the altar. Today is your day. You are courageous. If you want to be free, just come on up. That's right, just take one step, and he will give you the strength for the rest.
invaders, wicked legions, tremble and flee when we evoke his terrible name. It is not what the body is for. It is not what procreation is for. Unclean spirits, infernal invaders, wicked legions, tremble and flee when we evoke his terrible name. Repent! Repent! There is power in the blood. Repent! Repent! You are courageous!
Secondary effeminacy, black male homosexuality, is consciously imposed on the black man by the white man for the purpose of destroying the black family.
Some gay people happen to be black.
African Americans have become the public face of resistance to same-sex marriage.
But some of the black people are gay and some of the gay people are black.
Who knows the power of God's anger? Their blood shall be upon them. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Oh, in his eyes. Oh, in his eyes. Oh, in his eyes. There shall be blood upon them. If a man also lies with a man as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Who knows the power? They shall surely be put to death 10,000 times. 10,000 times.